Judge President George Chweshe today said Mr. Tsvangirai has no say in the issue of when by-elections can be called in three constituencies of Ngaye South, Vulelima East and Lupane East. Justice Chweshe said the Prime Minister had no role in the by-election dispute between President Mugabe and Abednego Bebe, Njaviliso Mguni and Norman Mpofu, all former legislators of the MDC formation led by Industry and Commerce Minister Welsh Mengwe. Justice Chweshe's comments came during a hearing in which Mr. Tsvangirai was seeking to be a respondent in the case. The High Court last year ordered the President to proclaim the by-election dates by March 31, but in an urgent application a fortnight ago, President Mugabe asked the court to excuse him from complying with the order, arguing it made no economic sense to hold the by-elections as he was going to dissolve Parliament and call for harmonized elections before or on June 29 this year. The matter was scheduled to be heard last Thursday, but was postponed to today after Mr. Tsvangirai approached the court seeking to be joined in the matter. Mr. Tsvangirai argued Mr. Mugabe had not consulted him on the dates for the crucial general elections as is required by the Global Political Agreement. But today, Deputy Attorney General Prince Machaya, representing the President, told the court he was amending his application to drop the issue of general elections. Attorney Chris Mike for Mr. Tsvangirai explains they are waiting Machaya to amend this application so the case can be heard tomorrow.
There are specific mentions, details pertaining to harmonized elections in the application, the main application. And there was an indication by the Attorney General's office representing the President that they wish to abandon all references to the general elections or the harmonized elections.
Machaya said the court will now decide on the issue of by-elections only and will specifically determine on the expiry date of the current parliament.
Judge President expects the parties to address him on the issue of whether the life of parliament expires on 29th June 2013 or the 29th of October 2013. And the Judge President did indicate that the importance of those dates is that if the life of parliament expires on the 29th of June, then the need to hold by-elections will no longer exist. But if the dissolution of parliament occurs on the 29th of October, then it will be necessary to hold by-elections in those constituencies where they should be held.
Mike said in light of Mr. Mugabe's amendment to his application, the Prime Minister may reconsider his application for a jointer.
We are waiting, therefore, to see the confirmation of the abandonment by the AG's office and to take further instructions from the Prime Minister as to what his attitude will be if this matter is now just about by-elections.
Mr. Mugabe was last year ordered by the High Court to set a date for three by-elections in Ngaye South, Vulelima East and Lupane East following an application by Bebe, Mguni and Mpofu. Justice Chweshe last year ordered that dates for the by-elections be proclaimed by 31 March this year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.